You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Lisa Kilgore, our favorite nutritionist, and we've been talking about mega foods, which are grown down in New Hampshire, and they are a Whole Foods vitamin company. Can you tell me a little bit about where their vegetables come from and who their farm fresh partners are?
Mega Food has done a really cool thing. When they need a food, they don't just go to the supermarket or they just don't go to a co-op and say, hey, what do you have available? Instead, they've chosen very carefully the producers of all of their food. So they've partnered with Uncle Matt's Organic for their oranges and Lundberg Farms for their rice and Stallbush Farms for their beets. And what they've done is they've ensured quality. I buy Lundberg rice whenever I buy rice. And the main reason I buy Lundberg is that 5-6 years ago, there was this arsenic question that was going around. And it was in some of the less mainstream media that there might be arsenic, high levels of arsenic in our rice. And so I thought, well, I buy Lundberg, I'm probably fine, it's U.S. And then I learned it's actually American rice that had the highest levels. It was an after effect of the pesticides used for cotton. So I went immediately on the Lundberg website to say, okay, do I need to worry about this? And they already had it on their website. They said, we've been testing it all along, here's our results. We just didn't tell you about it because you didn't care before this. And so I love farm partners that are already really watchful and keeping an eye on things. The income that they get from Mega Foods is guaranteed by allows them to be especially innovative. Organic farms struggle with innovation because it's very expensive. And when they know that there's an income coming in, then they can put that to innovation, and that will change all of the growing, all of the sustainable growing, and all of the organic growing. So if you go onto Mega Foods website, there's these unbelievably cute videos of all of the different farm partners talking about not only like their passion for whatever they're growing, but also what else they're doing to make their farms produce more and create new systems that other farms can use to make sure that organic farming can become as sustainable and balanced as possible.
Okay. And they are one of the first companies that have actually been certified to never use any land that's had Roundup on it?
Yes. So there's a residue from this chemical, glyphosate, and it's been in the media a lot lately. I've seen quite a few articles that were independent tests of different mainstream products like Cheerios and Goldfish crackers, and that they have this residue of Roundup. And while we don't know what the full effects of Roundup is, it has been in the States classified as a carcinogen. There is a possibility that there's a digestive component, that there's some harm to our digestive system. There was a class action lawsuit that was just resolved in the U.S. For a man who believes his cancer was caused by Roundup, and he won. So we are knowing that this is a pesticide that we need to at least be cautious and aware of. Mega Foods uses only organic and non-GMO or sustainable produce. So they always were getting produce from companies that weren't using Roundup in the first place. But what we're finding is that residue on even organics, because the wind blows. And so it's getting into the food anyway. So they're the first to be certified that there's not even any residue of this pesticide, which is good for, again, anybody with a digestive issue that might be especially sensitive to this. And it's just something to be aware of. Some of us care more than others, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. It all depends on what the state of your body is.
Mm-hmm. So is there any way to draw this residue off if it is in the vegetables, or they're making sure that it's not there at all, or they just reject that vegetable?
They're making sure that they're testing their products to make sure there's not even a little bit of residue left of it. Because what happens when a pesticide is sprayed on a crop, especially a watery one, is the pesticide gets on the inside. You can't wash that off.
No.
And so not only are they making sure that their farmers are not using this pesticide at all, and that's why teaming up with they always buy from certain farmers, that helps, that makes it easier. But then they're also testing to make sure that the wind didn't blow in the wrong direction and get this Roundup on their produce.
Mm-hmm. So is certified organic the same in the States as Canada now, or is that it? Are we looking at fairly similar laws around it?
It's actually stronger. So okay. USDA Organics, because it's a government regulated, it actually can be a better certification than the Canadian organics. We don't have a governmental organic certification. We have three different companies, or at least three at least 10 years ago, that do this. So anything that says certified organic has been certified by one of these companies. But in the U.S., they have a governmental branch, which is the USDA Organics. Megafood has the USDA Organics.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you've got lots of multivitamins. I'm not really a multivitamin person, but how important is it to just start with that base?
I haven't been a multivitamin person either for most of my life. I actually about 15 years ago when I first started my health journey, I was very deficient in a lot of things. And so I took a mega dose, heavy duty multivitamin with really high doses of everything. And it changed my life. I felt so much better until I stopped feeling so much better. There was a moment two or three years in that my health shifted and that my skin started breaking out and my tongue started swelling up strangely. And I was having trouble talking, not in a deathly way, but in a frustrating way. Mm-hmm. And then I was in school for nutrition at the time. So this was probably 2005 or 2006. And I was reading a book and it was talking about over supplementation and what the symptoms are. And that was me, including very painful pimples that felt like there was almost minerals in them. So I thought, well, maybe she's right.
So you were actually ODing on lots of vitamins and minerals.
Yes, because I was on isolated versions of these, and our body uses up the cofactors or the other chemicals needed for the absorption of them if we do them too long. Mm-hmm. So I went off this multi, and within about a few weeks to a month, my skin cleared up. I looked so much better. Everything was great. And then I wasn't able to tolerate multis anymore. If I took one, I would get the same symptoms again until Megafood. And Megafoods are the first multis that I've been able to take. And I've been resistant to take multis because I eat a healthy diet. I'm a nutritionist. But I also have been on tour for the last 2 weeks and I haven't had a day off. And I had a symphony concert last night and my life is busy.
Busy.
And so I live in one of the categories that a multi is a really, really good just to get. Our bodies weren't meant to be as busy as we are. And so sometimes our diet just can't give us the nutrients we need. And that's one group that's good for a multi. Anybody with elderly, growing kids, pregnancy, chronic digestive issues, chronic illness in general. These are all good people that could use a multi. And then medication users. Many medications can be necessary, but they do cause nutrient deficiencies. And we just need to be aware of that and balance that out.
Mm-hmm. So there's no medications that you'd be on that you couldn't actually take a multivitamin?
As a nutritionist, I can't say that.
Okay.
So your pharmacist is actually the final answer to that statement. Generally, multis do okay with most things, but always check with a pharmacist before taking any supplements with a medication.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to take a mega food multivitamin, you could just take it with a drink of water. No problem.
Absolutely. That's the best part. So if you get queasy in the morning and you can't even stomach breakfast, Megafoods is for you. Sometimes like I've had this where you take supplements and you just kind of get queasy. Like it does. Your stomach doesn't like it. These don't cause that stomach upset, including their iron. They have a great iron product called Blood Builder, and it doesn't cause any digestive issues, no constipation, no nausea, and it works. It's clinically proven to increase iron ferritin levels.
Okay. Well, that's a big topic. And people often are really trying to build up their red blood cells and their ferritin levels. And they come in and they're asking for like 300 milligrams of iron. Can you talk to that? Because it doesn't make sense that the 15 to 20 milligrams can build it so fast if you've got the right stuff.
It's all about absorbency. So the 300 milligrams of iron bring in about 60 milligrams of elemental iron. And that's a big dose of iron. It's also isolated. And the form of that iron can just be really hard on your stomach. And what I see over and over and over again are people, especially women who are chronically low in iron, who aren't taking it. They're exhausted. So that's always my first question when you're exhausted is, how's your iron level? And they'll say, well, I'm always low. Are you taking iron is my next question. And then their answer is, no, because I tried and I felt so sick. I just can't do that again. Mm-hmm. And so What I always tell them is there's a whole bunch of other options, and Blood Builder is not only clinically proven to increase your ferritin levels within 8 weeks. Bloodbuilder.com is the website that has that study. All of the participants had no digestive issues at all. So their fatigue went away, but they didn't have any of the digestive problems, because we need to bring our iron up. There's a lot of people that are in single-digit ferritin. If you've ever had your iron tested, single-digit ferritin is really, really low. You don't want to be any lower than 40, and they'll be in the fives or sixes, and they struggle getting their iron up. And Blood Builder, I learned long before I started working with Mega Foods that this is the best and the most absorbable iron. I heard that from health food store staff over and over and over again. And I've used it myself and with my clients, and yes, it's quite effective.
Can there be a problem taking it on an ongoing basis?
No, because it's only 26 milligrams instead of that 60. It's in that food based nutritional yeast. They also have added folate and B12 and vitamin C and beets, like whole beet powder. And that combination allows for high absorbency, but there's no problems because all of the cofactors are there. It's in a whole food.
So you're just eating real food. Can you give us some other examples of things we should put in every day if we're not taking Blood Builder to just keep our ferritin levels up?
We want to be making sure we're intaking a lot of iron. So there's three causes of low iron. There's not eating enough, there's not absorbing enough, and there is losing iron. So in women, it would be heavy bleeding every month, or anybody with bleeding digestive issues, that would be the blood loss. Runners also lose quite a lot of blood, actually. Every time you take a step down on the ground, that's in a runner step, you lose just a little bit of blood. So even men can have low iron if they're long distance runners. Then we need to make sure our absorbency is okay, and that's your stomach. And a lot of people's stomachs aren't working so hot. Anybody on PPIs, proton pump inhibitors, Nexium, Zantac, iron absorption can be affected by that. So we just have to keep that in mind. And then we need to eat enough iron. And so there's two different types of iron, heme iron and non-heme iron. Heme iron comes from animal products like liver and beef and eggs. And this is a fully complete type of iron that your body just takes in. Then there's non-heme iron. Non-heme iron comes from vegetables. So foods like the dark leafy greens are famous for their iron levels. Non-heme iron is very absorbable if you have the cofactors. So Blood Builder is a non-heme iron, but has the vitamin C needed to convert it. So you need to always convert your non-heme iron. So make sure that if you're vegetarian or vegan, that anytime you have an iron, a high vegetable like beans or spinach, make sure there's some vitamin C in that meal too.
So spinach salads with orange pieces.
Exactly. And the way to get the most spinach is actually to saute it, to wilt it. Because then you get this giant pile of spinach in like 3 mouthfuls.
Right. Okay, we're going to have to go to another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to learn more from Lisa.